Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Eric Hansen.
It's 8:13 and about 52 outside. Rain continues to fall. Thank my first guest, Al Hayden, for coming in this morning. The big fishing derby tomorrow. The one going on in Monmouth today. It's going to get a little rain at Citizens Lake, but I want to thank my guest, John Taylor, for coming in through the rain this morning. John, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. John, you're from Cambridge, and my interest in you. Now, you have to remind me, I had you on FM 95. You on the morning show concerning another story. Remind me of the first time I talked to you and why it was.
Yeah, so I was in the military, and I did a tour in Iraq.
Yeah.
And while we were there, we had interpreters that we were working with.
That's right.
Local people.
Yes.
Who would interpret for us. And basically, they were kind of our way to communicate with everyone else we were interacting with.
People that were putting their lives at risk.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And so what I'm still doing this. I'm still, there's a guy that we worked with, one of the interpreters, who contacted me about a year and a half ago now, basically asking for help, trying to get out of Iraq.
Yeah, this family to get out because he was a marked man.
Absolutely, yeah. And so, I'm still trying to get him out. It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
But that's why we originally talked.
That's right. Thank you for the reminder. I just needed a couple John Taylor from Cambridge and Ellen and National Guard, right?
Yeah, I was the Gallivan National Guard. Six years.
Six years.
Yeah.
And so this mission when you were working with these interpreters was where exactly? Where were you at?
We started out in Baghdad.
Yeah.
And then we moved around a little bit further north, a place called Tarmia, another place called Taji.
Your 5 years there, how much of it was a risk? How much of
I was in Iraq for 1 year. Yeah. I was in the National Guard for six.
Toughest time that year?
Absolutely, yeah, without a doubt.
Yep.
Yeah.
John Taylor, and from Cambridge?
Not originally. I mean, I've kind of been in the area most of my life. I lived in Andover for a while, Toulon, Kewaunee. Galesburg, Monmouth, Alpha.
Yeah, where did it
start? Now Cambridge.
Where was John Taylor? The first day of John Taylor's life was in what town?
Well, I was born in Geneseo, and then we went to Andover after that, and I lived in Andover till I was about two. And
you know this area well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, on both sides of my family, I've got Swedish ties that came. One group came to Bishop Hill, the other group came to Andover, and so I mean, our family's kind of been in the area really forever.
I want to talk more about what we talked about the first time we talked.
Oh, sure.
About that military experience and how you're.
Well, and kind of what we're talking about today ties into it. There is a tie into that, really.
And I heard that John, after I talked to him and did that interview on FM 95 about the interpreter he was trying to help, that you put concerts on at your house. In your living room, on your porch, and I'm like, "That's cool." And then I had a musician who was thinking about playing, our friend Dan.
Oh yeah,
in common.
Right.
And I'd done that a couple times. I did some videography back in the early to mid 2000s. I had a couple bands. My wife let me have them in the living room. I'm like, somebody else is doing this. I'm like, it's cool. There's something really cool about it. I'm like, I got to have John on Galesburg Live. I think it's a very unique thing, and it's called Concerts. Katazan, right?
Katazan
concert series at John Taylor's house, and Katazan means
House of John.
House of John. Tell us, you didn't want to say music at John's house,
right?
What's the connection to the name?
I mean, there's a very loose connection. It was just kind of a silly thing. We were vacationing the Sarasota area, a couple years ago, and at the time I was trying to come up with a name for the series, and there's this big Ringling Brothers, the circus museum down there, and near there, John Ringling, he had this huge mansion that he built, beautiful, right there on the coast, and it's just amazing, all this marble and really, really immaculate, just fancy stuff.
Yeah, called it Katazan.
And it was called Katazan, and so, like I said, I was trying to figure out what I was going to do, you know, what I was going to call it, and my wife Stephanie, she said, well, why don't you call it Katazan? Like I said, which means House of John.
Perfect. John Taylor.
Right. So, it was like, okay, I guess. It was just kind of one of those silly things that it was just, I figured it was kind of weird enough that people would be like, oh, what is that? You know.
And but John, our wives always have the best ideas.
Absolutely, yeah. That is without a doubt.
Why the music? Does it go back to military and downtime in military? Did you play guitar growing up? Did you play? Were you a musician? Why are you having musicians come to your house? And you got a very cool wife that lets you do that.
Before I say anything else, I'll say I do have a very very cool wife, yeah. Very understanding,
and two little ones,
and two home. Little yeah, and they're all very they're very supportive of it, which is important.
Yeah,
I'm very blessed.
Katazan concert series. Came about, why did you say I'm gonna have artists in my house?
Yeah, so I mean it's kind of a long story. I'll keep it as short as I can. I mean, yeah. I've been involved with music really since I was a kid. I played trombone in grade school, and then I started my first band when I was 12.
Wow.
And I've been, you know, I'm 35 now. I've been doing it really ever since then.
Right. What was your first band when you were 12?
It was called The Act. It was myself, Alan Schrader, and then his cousin Tony Franklin.
You remember the line?
Oh yeah,
a three piece. What'd you guys do?
We had some original stuff, but we were playing like grunge music at that. Yeah. The stuff that was popular.
Right.
You know, that's really what got me into music. Honestly.
Yeah. Was
that style of music
the early '90s scene?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Really, I just really kind of connected with me.
Right. Right. So that band, and then on.
So really what happened was, you know, I was playing music, and then I started getting into recording bands and just putting on concerts and stuff, just, you know, with myself and friends and just kind of for our bands and stuff like that. And then like I said, the military came along, and so, you know, I was in the military.
That halt the music pretty much?
Kind of. Yeah. I mean, I was in a band at the time. I found someone to replace me while I was doing training and stuff. And then I came back. But then, you know, it was different after I came back. I was still kind of playing here and there, but not as regularly as I had been before.
Sure.
So I did this tour in Iraq. And essentially what happened was I came home and my life was just in limbo. Before I left, I was in school. I had to drop out of school to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was coming out of an 8-year relationship that basically fell apart when I came back home, because I was, you know, everything had changed.
John was lost.
I was very lost. I was very lost. I was just in this weird, I mean, I was in my mid-20s, but then also I was coming back home after spending a year in a combat zone.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out like what I was going to do with my life.
And that's a whole different element. It's not just a kid who dropped out of college.
No. Yeah. So
did for a reason, and you're bringing that home with you.
Right. Yeah. Right. And it was a very strange time where I was just trying to figure out what I was doing and you know what was important to me. And I was working in the Quad Cities at the time, and I had a band, and you know we were playing a little bit here and there, and but more or less what happened was I just started going to concerts. I was either playing a concert or going to some sort of a concert almost every night of the week.
Yeah,
I didn't have any other obligations, so I was just, you know, I wasn't married, I didn't have kids at the time,
yeah.
And it was just like that was something that it was really, I don't know, it kind of brought me back into reality in a way. I just started going to concerts, and then I started making friends within, you know, that kind of music community.
We went our journey to move along, but it moves along when it wants to move along. So yours finally started moving.
Yeah. I had a friend, Sean Moeller, who he was putting on these concerts in this pizza parlor, and he had this studio called Day Trotter up above the pizza parlor at the time.
Yeah.
And he was putting on these concerts, and you know, I was connecting with him and connecting with some of the other people that were coming to the concerts. And it was just kind of this really neat community thing that had formed.
Yeah.
I just started going by myself. I didn't have any friends that were interested in it. It was just me. And I was like, I eventually started making friends just by going out and doing that. And that kind of brought me back into this like normal sort of civilian life, you know, that I was kind of looking for after coming home.
And making a connection with something that you always loved since you said 5 years old, music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So that was really, it was really a cool thing, and I didn't really know what was happening at the time. I was just enjoying it, you know.
Right.
And
we'll continue with that with John Taylor and Katazan House concert series. It happens at that means House of John, and it happens at a John's house in Cambridge.
Cambridge,
right?
Yeah.
He had a show last night. We'll talk about maybe some upcoming shows and how if you're an artist, if your kids play in a band, if you play in a band, and even some of the genres that have played more with John Taylor and Katazan House concert series coming up on Galesburg Live 8:23. Looks like the rain subsided a little bit out there. We go up to a high today of about, 65, and then 62 tomorrow with sunshine.